Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Each month inside the SDPB Rapid City Studios, Chuck Parkinson hosts Where Do We Go From Here? You are invited into that space for that live broadcast, or you can watch online at sd.net. The focus this month is how Black Hills Colleges are partnering to enhance opportunities. And for more on that, we're joined by Chuck Parkinson. Hey, Chuck, welcome back.
Thanks, Lori. It's always good to be with you.
Also with us, Ann Bowman, president of Western Dakota Tech. Welcome as well, President Bowman.
Hi, thank you so much for inviting me.
All right, Chuck, give us an overview of today's conversation. It seems fairly obvious why it's so important, but lay it out for folks, please.
Well, I think the most important thing here, Lori, is the fact that we want to tell people what the schools are doing. We're incredibly lucky. You don't know how difficult it is to get four presidents of institutions of higher education together at one time at one point. But we're really excited to have Dr. Bowman, Lori Nichols, who's the interim president at Black Hills State University, Jim Rankin, who's the president of the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, and Thomas Shortbowl, the president of Oglala Lakota College. I think the most important thing is to let people know what these schools are doing working together to provide better opportunities and routes to jobs and education for our students here in South Dakota.
Give us an idea of how big of a conversation that is for you, Dr. Ann Bowman, because it has to be something you're talking about almost every day, multiple times a day.
It really is. One of the things that just landed on our plates here in Western South Dakota is what is called the West River AHEC, which is an Area Health Education Center, and it is a collaboration of several different institutions of higher education. All of the folks that are going to be on the show today are a part of the West River AHEC. The basic goal of that program, it's an Area Health Education Center, is to recruit people who have no idea what all types of medical and health careers options are out there to become interested in those options. You know, we have such a lack of nurses and a wide variety of other health care professionals in rural areas and in Rapid City here. So having this opportunity in partnership is going to give us a lot of ability to help young people or people who are upskilling find an awesome career that they'll be able to practice in our area. So
what are some of the big challenges and questions that you plan to lay out today, Chuck?
I think the number one thing, Lori, is that, like I said earlier, the challenges that schools are meeting, number one, because of the costs of education, convincing students that there is a return for that education. But one of the other things I think that's very important we need to talk about, it doesn't necessarily impact Western Dakota Tech as much as it does the other three institutions, and that is the brain drain, where four-year college graduates can't find the jobs they need necessarily to cover the costs. South Dakota has the average student leaving a university in South Dakota that is in debt on average $30,000. Mm-hmm. And there are a whole number of things that go into that. It's job opportunities, it's diversity that exists. And I think one of the things that we'll try to address today is how do we overcome those? And I think we're seeing that to a big degree because the schools are working together to come up and solve the problems that exist. It's not an easy task and it's not going to happen overnight. But I do believe that this is a good first step. We're seeing the same thing happen in Sioux Falls with the new USD Community College for Sioux Falls, of which they're working with SDSU and Dakota State on the same kind of concept that Dr. Bowman laid out of what's going on here.
And Dr. Bowman, as Western Dakota Tech is positioned differently than some of the other colleges are. So since it's just you in the room, let's talk about what you're doing and how do you think that you're kind of helping fit into that niche a little bit?
Well, a lot of what we're doing is making sure that people understand what we're doing. So there's been, I think, a lot of misinformation about opportunities related to technical education over the years. And the opportunities change just as technology and as science changes. So Our fields change very quickly, and just getting the word out about the high skills that our students leave our college with and their ability to go out, make an awesome living, and then kind of the need that they have after they've been working in their fields for a while to upskill and to be able to go on for that bachelor's degree without having to start over. So in working with the School of Mines and with Black Hills State and Ogallala Lakota, we've really been trying to ensure that students are able to have what's called in higher ed a seamless pathway on to completing higher education so that their education can grow with them as they grow and develop. This is a strategy that really helps people stay in South Dakota because as they start with their career field from Western Dakota Tech, we aim at filling gaps in employee areas so that when we find out that employers have a shortage of particular skills like nurses, then we really try to ramp up as quickly as we can to fill some of those shortage areas. So people know when they come to Western Dakota Tech that they're going to be able to find a job in our area. And as they grow and develop in their career, having opportunities with partnerships like the universities in this region is critical, because they will stay in the state and they're going to grow and develop and get higher levels of skills in the state that way as well.
How fluid or nimble are you able to be at Western Dakota Tech to respond to some of those your technological changes, advancements, and workforce needs, and really then therefore some of your graduates' needs as the job that they were doing, you know, 3 or 4 years ago is now shifting and they might need to shift with it?
Correct. You know, we have advisory boards that meet with each program twice a year. And the goal of those advisory boards, and they are employers, the goal is to find out with our faculty members and our administrators what exactly the changes are in the field so that we can start upgrading the curriculum immediately. So we have an ongoing curriculum upgrade process so that we hope that we're never more than a semester behind what employers in the region need. We have been approached in the last year with a lot of requests for additional programming, and as we work within the state, we've got a technical education in South Dakota is very unique in that it is very nimble. With our Board of Technical Education, we've been able to really adjust and adapt and bring forward new programming that meets employers' needs. And at Western Dakota Tech, we're really careful, too, in that when our students graduate, we want to make sure that they're going to be making enough money in those fields that we're preparing them for so that they are going to be able to pay back any kind of student loan that they may have had to take out. Although we've got a lot of scholarships available as well, but we just want to make sure that it's a good return on their investment.
And Chuck, briefly, before we let you go get ready for your program, I want to return to this notion that you said about cost, because I know Stephanie Ressler did a South Dakota focus on college debt and how people are sort of facing it, the challenges that they have. One of the things that I've noticed just amongst high school students that I know is they're getting the message about not taking out debt that they can't pay off. Unfortunately, it's also translating to I'm not going to look into it because I just can't afford it. And some of these kids are sort of, you know, veering off of the higher education. There is not a seamless pathway to higher ed because they're afraid. They're worried.
Yeah, I think that's a very important thing. Parents are concerned, and student debt is having an impact considerably as younger people look at this, they're looking at the fact that, you know, if I get this student debt, am I going to be able to buy a house? Am I going to be able? And we have to look at this in the concept of what it's doing to the U.S. economy in the long run, because kids are looking at this thing, you know, how many kids are living at home now that didn't happen 20 years ago because there may be jobs available, but they're underpaying jobs and trying to meet that loan payment every month. And to be honest, the high rate of interest on student loans is criminal, quite frankly. It's a case where we're charging these kids, trying to get you know, off their on their feet and be productive citizens in the U.S. And with the amount of debt there, and I see how young kids will look at this and say, you know, this is really difficult. I look at, you know, my kids when they went to college, one semester costs what it cost me for an entire 4 years to go to college in South Dakota, you know, 50 years ago. And that's a, you know, that alone should tell us something. And the rate of inflation, you know, college tuition has gone up over 4%, four times the rate of inflation in the last 10 years. And I think those are things we need to address.
Yeah. Chuck Parkinson, Dr. Ann Bowman, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Lori.
Thank you. Have a great day.